She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Brantford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Jay.
What up, Jenny?
Yo, I watched Love You to Death last night on Lifetime.
What is that?
With Marsha Gay Harden. No, it's so good. It's based on a true story, and it's about a mom that kept her daughter sick from the time she was like a toddler. She made everyone believe she had cancer, had her like in the hospital, made her sit in a wheelchair when she was perfectly fine to walk.
So the daughter was never sick, but the mom portrayed to everybody that she was.
It's like an actual syndrome. I think it's called like Munchausen syndrome or something, that when people like want attention, so therefore they make it look as if like somebody's sick in their family.
That's a grimy mom.
Yo, it's you'll have to see it. Yeah. It's called Love You to Death.
I'm just going to take your word for it.
On Lifetime.
Okay.
Lifetime. You know what their slogan is now? Lifetime. Real women, twisted stories.
I don't even know what channel Lifetime is.
I don't know either. I just tell my remote to put
like
it
I
on.
Never watched Lifetime like I never watched Empire.
Yeah, so what's going on with Empire,
man? So Jesse Smollett got beat up in Chicago last night by two men in a ski mask when he was walking into Subway, Jenny, at 2 a.m.
He was by himself walking into the Subway at 2 a.m. Jesse Smollett.
Empire star.
Yes.
By himself at 2 a.m. in the morning. That's what kind of bugged me out, too. But I guess the two men approached him and shouted anti-gay remarks at him. Then they beat him up. They reportedly tied a rope around his neck, Jenny, and tried to pour bleach on the man. And they ran off yelling, this is MGA country. This is Make America a Great Country.
Let me be clear on this. That's Making America Great.
I don't know. That's what they claim. But it was
beating up people that are homosexual.
That's what they was yelling when they ran off. So, you know, Smollett was taken to the hospital, was treated for a fractured rib, and it was released this morning. Chicago police are investigating Jenny, and they're trying to say it's a hate crime. So, yeah.
I really hope they catch the people that did that. That is awful.
2 a.m. Dolo and Subway. You know, Subway dangers are like 2 a.m.
I know, but
you know,
I can't believe, like,
clubs and drunk and everything.
No, I understand that, but that sounds like if they had bleach and rope. Yeah, that was like something planned. Like
they
were waiting for somebody to come through.
Following him on social media and all that stuff. Knew he was in town. Things of that nature.
I don't even know if these people don't sound that smart. I'm assuming they were just standing there like waiting for a victim to walk by.
True.
You know? All right. So R. Kelly won't face charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman in a Long Island hotel. Her name is Faith Rogers. And she sued him last May claiming that he initiated unwanted sexual contact and had abusive sex with her in a Long Island hotel room after flying her to his concert in New York. She also reportedly filed a criminal report with Suffolk County in June. But according to an August 2018 supplemental police report, Faith Rogers told police that although they engaged in sex, it was without any verbal or physical resistance.
Is R. Kelly the new Teflon Don, Jenny? All these charges are being brought up on him and they just get... He beats them all.
Well, police say based on the fact that she said there was no verbal or physical resistance, okay, and any absence of a video or photo evidence, they couldn't do anything about this situation. So he's going to get off on it.
R. Kelly.
So Faith Rogers tried to secretly record R. Kelly in an attempt to get him to confess to sexually abusing her when she was 19.
And what? The phone ain't work, right?
As well as giving her drugs and alcohol and an STD.
Damn.
Yeah. But it didn't work.
Hanging out with R. Kelly, huh?
She also filed a criminal complaint in Dallas, but that case was recently closed for jurisdiction issues. She still has a civil lawsuit against him.
The Teflon Don, I'm telling you. He might pay some money, but he ain't going down for no criminal charges. That's crazy.
Bill Cosby had an uninvited visitor last week when a drone flew over his home away from home, which is the Correctional Institute in Phoenix. Sources familiar with the situation said that he was out in the yard being escorted because of his blindness.
Oh, I thought you were about to say he was in the yard working out, you know, lifting weights. You know, that's what they do in jail. They lift weights in the yard.
And a drone actually passed over him to try to get some footage. They think it was a news outlet.
Mm-mm.
So the prison went into lockdown.
Outlet, Jenny, that was Claire. That was Claire trying to drop off a package for Bill. Like, yo, you know what? They won't let me get this through this contraband through. I'm going to try to use this drone and drop it through.
Okay. Anyway, you still think it's really the Cosby Show, but it's cool. So Bill Cosby's locked up for 3 to 10 years for sexual assault. They actually have like a drone detection system now.
Word?
At all of the Phoenix jails. This is like a real thing. So they have to be, you know, I guess, watching out for these drones.
The cartels is big down there. You know, the cartels ain't stupid, man. They're smart dudes in them cartels. You're like, you know what? We're going to put this on the drone. Watch this.
All right, you finished?
Yeah.
Hot 3 at 3 countdown's coming up. We got Tony Braxton tickets on the way.
93.7. Meek Mill.